time for another edition of RSVP Health Program with Dr. Rodney Gross and Dr. Charles Willey. And we say good morning to Dr. Gross on this snowy day. Not snowing in Madison County, huh?
It was not. I was listening to you this morning, Louie, on my way up, and you were saying, well, there's an inch now, there's an inch and a half. I know you're looking out your window here, and on my whole way up, was getting a little sleet, but then all of a sudden outside of Farmington, it just turned white. And it was just like somebody just turned the faucet on, per se.
Well, let's go to our meteorologist, our eyewitness in Jefferson County, find out how the weather is there. Dr. Charles Willey, what do you have there?
There's a base of ice. And I was on my way down, Louie, but I chickened out and turned around after I had to weasel my way around an accident and a car in a ditch. So, not much, but it's nasty.
Well, you're wise to stay where you are and don't travel.
I told Dr. Willey, I'm like, there's going to be two scenarios. He's going to get stuck himself, or he's going to get stuck helping somebody in more than one way, being a doctor on the road and, you know, accidents being involved.
Sure, sure. Well, what's our topic today, gentlemen?
Well, I think I just sent Dr. Willey a text. I got a couple of phone calls this morning, and probably one of the hottest topics right now. It's all around healthcare reform, and I've been plugging Dr. Willey and Avera Health Advocates. Dr. Willey's stance, he's heavily involved in this healthcare reform, and he's even been out to Washington, D.C. So we have a couple of questions of people who actually just called me while I was sitting at the coffee shop waiting to come in. So if you'd like to read them, Louie, or I could read them.
Go ahead. Pass them along there, Rodney.
The first question is from a Stan in Festus, and he said he's been following our Facebook and following the show, and we thank him for that. He says, why aren't individuals like Dr. Willey and Rodney consulted by politicians? And I'd really like Dr. Willey to answer that, because he's on the front line even more so than I am, because being involved up in St. Louis and some foundations. I'll let him glorify that question, if he would.
Yes, I think it's the other way around. We consult the politicians. The Republic was founded on the principle that it's led by its people. We've been asleep at the switch for a good while. I think we're waking up again, as evidenced by the Tea Parties in the last election. But so I've personally, for a long time, been interested in politics and have contributed and helped with campaigns, and so I'm that's led to me being good friends with former Senator Jim Talent. He's my patient. He's my spiritual mentor. I'm his medical doctor. He's my spiritual mentor. And Senator Talent has helped me understand how it works in Washington, and so. Where it's led me recently, other than trying to support great candidates like Ed Martin, who came within who was within cheating's margin and didn't make it, but Washington apparently works this way. There are these species up there called think tanks, and I went to the former senator when I was leading ESSA Health and leading Essence Healthcare. I was the founding chief executives of those two organizations. I said, Jim, Essence is really special. It's different. It's Medicare Advantage. A lot of people don't understand Medicare Advantage, or what they know about it is from the big bad HMOs, and they don't necessarily like it, but we do something really different and really special inside that. How can we help the government understand there's a diamond in the rough, and if they're going to do anything with healthcare, they shouldn't throw out the baby with the bathwater? So he said, what you do is go to Washington and you talk to the think tanks and organizations like the Heritage Foundation, which are people who, what a great job. They get paid to think, write, and debate. And so an organization like the Heritage, there are others, American Enterprise Institute, the Brookings. Brookings is a little less conservative. but they become, they have people in every, you know, you pick a topic, healthcare, defense, energy, they'll have a bevy of experts whose life is to be the experts about that. So when a new congressman or senator gets to Washington, goes over to the Hill, and today they're debating nuclear energy, and, you know, maybe that senator was a, or congressman was a, maybe he was a butcher or a baker or a candlestick maker before he went to Washington. Now he's got to become a nuclear energy expert. He goes back to his office and he's hired a young political science graduate and a young lawyer and says, hey, we got to get smart about nuclear energy all of a sudden. And so they figure out pretty quick that the think tanks have that expertise. And they can do their own research and they call. So one way to have influence, and that's where I've been spending my time, and I'm cultivating the Heritage Foundation. It's branching itself out to, instead of just being, you know, thinking eggheads in Washington, they're trying to branch out and listen to the folks, and they're on a membership drive, you know, that's a not-for-profit, and they live on our donations, and so they're getting close to 800,000 members, and I've had a couple of seminars, and that's another way to get the politicians' attention, is bring them people to talk to, people, so I've had four seminars now. The first was to try to get doctors in the room to get excited about resisting Obamacare when it was happening, and we did, and we had about 150 people, half of them were docs. That was about a year ago. Last summer, I invited my patients and others, and we had about 450 people in the room. 350 of them were my patients, and I had Senator Talent, and I had a Heritage Foundation expert at each one. At that last one, I had Ed Martin, the candidate. Myself were on both panels. And now I'm doing something, we're calling Heritage Tavern. And so the goal is that every other month on the second Thursday evening, we'll rename Mike Duffy's Bar and Grill in Kirkwood, in the little city of town of Kirkwood in a suburb of St. Louis. We'll rename it Heritage Tavern for the evening. We'll have a video conference with a heritage expert about some topic. The next one will be Thursday, February 10th, and the topic is going to be healthcare, and we'll talk about healthcare reform. And so that's a way for we the people to influence the Heritage, who has influence over the government. Now, the Heritage takes a good bit of credit for the Reagan agenda. They take a good bit of credit for the contract with America in 1994. So that's one avenue that I am doing and that we can do.
Dr. Willie, the Heritage Foundation, I started to say the Heritage Foundation was going to give me these numbers, but that's not true. According to the New England Journal of Medicine, when the health care bill passed, what was it, last spring sometime?
Yeah, it's a nightmare. I can't remember it.
Yeah, I think it was last spring. Anyway, at that point, they said 46% of doctors' interviews said that they would leave their profession if the bill passes. Have you heard any difference between that number?
I haven't heard another survey. One of the things about the bill is most of it implements in 2014, and that was a strategy trick, so that it wouldn't look so expensive. You know, they built themselves 3 or 4 years to build revenue before they started spending money. So when they take their 10-year budget look at the bill, it could cost less. But they did that by not implementing it. If you looked at the first 10 years of the bill from 2014 to 2024, it was going to cost a double, triple what they had predicted. So because most of it isn't implementing, and because we had the election we did on November 2nd. I think it's given a lot of us hope to hang on. But Medicare fee for service, which is, pays doctors well less than their cost to do thorough care. Obamacare, seeks to do more of the same. It leaves all the money in the current places of power brokerage, which are big health insurance plans and big hospitals, hospitals in general, but especially the big hospitals. And unfortunately, those are the two entities that are really mucking up healthcare. So it doesn't change the Obamacare doesn't change the prospect for the viability of physician businesses. And so the immediate side effect is that Obamacare already is driving doctors into employ of hospitals like the deer running from a forest fire trying to get across the river. I believe that's true. So we really have to repeal it.
You also, Dr. Gross, had a second question, right?
Second question was from Sherry in Farmington. She had called in just like the other this morning, so we thank her. Why did Democrats think they had all the answers and the Republicans had none when it came to health care? And she said that was the perception that was proposed on TV. And
I don't think a Republican voted for the health care bill.
No, I agree. I think where she was going with that was trying to figure out, you know, why they didn't counter, or okay. maybe they did, and maybe media didn't play that or whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Gentlemen, I'd say that the issue is the Democrats have the power, so they could have all the answers. The Republicans, my good friends, the Republicans became pigs in the first decade of the century and lost their way. They should have remained fiscal conservatives, small government conservatives. They didn't, and we threw them out. So they didn't have clout. They couldn't do anything about it. And so there are great ideas on the conservative side, but they didn't have any clout. So, this bill is, if you study it, it's not about health care. It's political. It's about power and money. This government wants control of health care because it's a great amount of money, and what they can do is dole jobs and buy votes with that money. And it's about keeping that control over more and more of the population so that their voting bloc can be high. It's really destructive. It's very destructive. There's something called comparative effectiveness, okay, which is a good idea. If there's a new treatment, let's compare it and study it and see if it's more effective than an established treatment. If that's done well, it's called, and well objectively and with integrity, it's called science. And that's what we in mainline healthcare, those of us who care about it really, hope to purport. Okay, let's line up, take a new treatment, there's 1,000 people, give you that new medication, get another 1,000 people just like them, age, sex, different illnesses, illness burdens, and give them a pill that looks and tastes like it, but isn't. And nobody knows which pill they're on. Take the pill for a long enough period of time that it has time to predictably work. And then switch. Everybody switches pills, do it for the same period of time, and see if there's really a difference on the real pill versus the placebo. That's a double-blinded control study science, and that's the way it ought to be. But in this comparative effectiveness committee, they're going to decide which one's better, and it's the criminalization of healthcare. They're going to say, do it this way, and if you don't, we're going to fine you. And if you don't follow our recommendations again, doctor, you're going to go to jail. Now, unfortunately, in healthcare, we don't have black and whites, and so if Rodney, if you might be a guy who benefited from the new pill, and Louie might be a guy who didn't. And even though the pill is, say, one pill is 60% effective, if you're in that 60%, I had to be able to give you the pill, but if the government might put me in jail for it, that's nuts. So that's the kind of control and just really awful things that are in that bill.
Just got another response here. Kevin from Park Hills. Wasn't healthcare out of control up to that point? Didn't there need to be some kind of change?
There does need to be change, but putting it even further into control of the government isn't the answer. Government is out of control because of regulation, bureaucracy, lawyers, turning humanitarian acts of generosity into malpractice lawsuits. It's not when, and the very, very much minority, there's some malpractice, and if somebody's negligent, take them out back and hang them. Okay, I'm all for being severe with the people who really misbehave, but you need to leave the rest of us alone. So the government is actually, I give responsibility for wrecking healthcare. Some of the changes we need are or were happening, still can happen, but the government gets in the way. We need more clarity of information, and that's happening with electronics. Electronics are finally coming to healthcare, and with that, there'll be data about which is a good doctor, which is not as good, which is a good hospital, which is not as good. What's the infection rate for knee replacement surgery at hospitals A, B, and C? So we need more transparency so people who are shopping can discern good from not as good. We need to allow those who perform better to get paid better, and those who don't to not get paid as well, and maybe they'll either be motivated to perform better or go away. Right now, everybody gets paid the same, whether you go the extra mile or not. Another phenomenon that really needs to happen is that that folks need to pay a little bit of the bill. They need to have a little skin in the game, because if they don't, they're nervous and they want more and more service. But in healthcare, more is not better. More is not necessarily better, and can be dangerous. So more skin in the game from the folks is important as well.
Doctor, we are out of time. You'll be joining us next Friday as well on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
That is correct.
And your phone or email information or website information is what?
The phone for my South County office is 314-843-4794. And my Festus office, 636-931-5112. The website is www.innovarehealth.com. INNOVAREHELTH.com.
All right. You be careful today, and we wish you a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you, Dr.
Hey, gentlemen.
Dr. Charles Willie, our guest, and your information is what, Dr. Gross?
RSVPHealth.com, and please, to follow Dr. Willie, Innovare Health Advocates, and ourselves, please give us a call. Dr. Willie hit another hot topic. These reports on hospitals, everybody sees these billboards of this award, that award. You want to find out what awards count and what are real, give us a call. We'll give you the information. It's public knowledge, so it's not just us making a political stance per se, even on a hospital. But call us. We'll tell you what those awards are and this and that. But wish you a happy holidays, and hope to see you at the Christmas tournament.
All right. You will see me at the – I know I'll see the Grosses there, too. Merry Christmas, Rodney.
You too.
Dr. Rodney Gross, our guest on RSVP Healthcare on Supertalk KREI.
Today we're talking to Holly McClain.